On January 24th, 2012, this is Pulling You Number 76, Day 2, Part 1. Hello, Bridge friends. This is Michael here at Bridge Hands, and welcome to Part 2 of our continuing saga on loosing trick count and cover card hand evaluation and bidding. In Segment 1 and Segment 2, we'll take a look at a few more help suit game try hands and responders rebids, including counter suit responses. In Segment 3, for our Premium and Ultra members, we'll offer some additional hands and take a careful look at those hands that are worthy of being considered self-sustaining suits, where trump fits are a moot point. So let's begin our saga by taking a look at some of the basics of loosing trick count for the opener and cover cards for the responder. Now, we will need an 8-card or longer trump fit, usually in a major suit. Later in Segment 3 of this lesson, we will go ahead and consider those self-sustaining suits. Aces and kings are not losers. Ditto for queens in a suit supported by partner or a good side suit with accompanying honors. Now, we don't count losers beyond the first 3 cards in a suit, expecting an opportunity to either promote or rough losers in that suit. While counting high card points has its time and place, bridge is all about making tricks, isn't it? So when a partnership has a major suit fit and the opener counts 6 losers, when responder can cover 3 of those 6 losers, then 6 minus 3 equals 3 losers in total, and that yields a 10-trick game. And according to our law of total tricks, with extra trump and a short side suit, we tend to be optimistic and push up the contract level towards game. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at some hand segments and see how many losers or cuff cards we have. First off, we have 0 losers with a singleton ace, a ace-king tight, ace-king queen, or longer, or void in a suit. And we have 1 loser with a ace-doubleton, ace-king 3 times, king-doubleton, king-queen type, king-queen 3 times or longer, or a singleton in a suit. And 2 losers in a suit, that would be ace 3 times, king 3 times, queen not 3 times. Remember, it needs to be a supported suit. Queen 10 3 times, okay, we got a chance to finesse there. A queen-doubleton or any doubleton. Now, the responder, we normally use the complement to losing trick count, so we don't have such a big number to deal with. We normally take a look at cover cards. And cover cards are pretty much the same. An ace, a king, a working queen, a jack that's in a working suit is worth a half of a cover card. A singleton or void is certainly worth cover cards. And a fourth trump is as well. So how about we take a look at the losing trick count pyramid, and first off, let's overlook the value of extra trump or side suit shortness and just assume that the opener has a fairly balanced hand, maybe a 5-3-3-2 shape. Okay, we can see that when the opener has a 7 losers or less, remember we have to have a partnership fit, 1 spade, 2 spades, that is typically a hand which would be about 13 to 15 points, as you would expect. And with only 2 covers by the responder, 1 spade, 2 spades, with about 6 to 9 points, they've made a sign-off bid. But what about those situations when the opener has some extras? Maybe they have about 16 to 18 points. Or maybe they don't have 16 to 18 points, but they have a more shapely hand. We'll look at those in a little bit. In this situation, they're hoping that partner might have more than 2 cover cards. Now, they don't normally have 3, but they might have 2.5, and so they would go ahead and make a help suit game try, and we'll speak more about those in a little bit. Now, when the responder does have 3 cover cards, normally 10 to 12 points, what do you think they do? Right, they're going to go ahead and bid 3 of partner's suit, 1 spade, 3 spades. Now, let's take a look at the bottom of the pyramid, and we can see that when the opener has a very nice hand, 6 losers, could be 16, 18, could be less if they have a shapely hand, And when the responder can cover five of those losers, six take away five leaves one. Sounds like enough for a slam, doesn't it? In either a major or a minor suit. So, opener, we normally take a look at the losing trick count. Responder, we normally take a look at the cover cards, an easy way to go ahead and do evaluation for games or slams. So the prerequisite to losing trick count and cover card valuation was a major suit fit. One heart, two hearts. The responder making a two-level sign-off bid with less than three cover cards. And when the opener has six losers, they are entitled to make a help suit game try, hoping that partner might have more than two cover cards. Maybe we can get them up to two and a half by having help in a side suit. So we might bid one spade, two spades by the responder. We rebid three clubs. We have two or three losers in the club suit. Now, if the responder can help, they'll go right to game if they have two and a half cover cards. But if not, they can make a counter suit game try in a suit that is above the rank of the opener. One spade, two spades, three clubs. I have two and a half, maybe three losers in clubs. No help by the responder, but they can help in diamonds or hearts. They will rebid three diamonds or three hearts, showing that they have two and a half or three cover cards with help in the counter suit. Now, when the opener has six losers and has side suit losers everywhere else, they might make a generalized two no-trump rebid. One heart, two hearts, two no-trump rebid. Partner, if you have only two cover cards, sign off in three of our major suit. But if you have some extras, go ahead and rebid a help suit where you can help the opener. Okay, let's take a look at some bridge hands here at Bridge Hands. Now, we can see that this hand, we have a nice fit in spades. So after discovering that fit, we can go ahead and count losers. The bidding would begin one spade, two spades. So what are losers? We have one in spades, ace, king, five times. In hearts, ace four times, that's two more losers. In diamonds, king three times, another two losers. And in clubs, a singleton is one loser, gives us up to six losers. So with six losers, the opener wants to explore for help in which suit? Not clubs, we only have a singleton there. It would be in diamonds or hearts, the red suits. Now, glancing across at the responder East's hand for just a moment, we can see that there are two cover cards in the red suits. Provided that the opener asks for diamond suit help, then the responder can go ahead and cover three covers, hoping that the partner can rough the third diamond loser. So on this auction, the bidding would begin one spade, two spades, with the opener rebidding three diamonds, looking for help in the diamond suit. And with ace doubleton, as well as two cover cards and trump support, the responder will eagerly accept game, rebidding four spades. Now, what's our chances of making here? Despite the partnership only having 21 high card points, with West's six losers and East three covers, game is 66% of the time. Now, these hands clearly demonstrate the value of primary honors, aces and kings, as well as the responder's side suit roughing power, aided by the top cover card. Now let's explore a hand where the responder cannot help in the opener suit, yet is able to offer assistance in another side suit. Okay, let's take a look at a counter suit try. This time, West has 15 points in a so-so six-card trump suit. After responder shows a spade fit, one spade, two spades, and makes a sign-off bid, the opener counts six losers and would like to make a help suit game try. Let's go ahead and take a look at those. Ace-jack six times in spades, that's two losers. Stiff ace of hearts, no losers. In diamonds, king three times, two losers. And in clubs, another king three times, another two losers. So two, four, six. We want to make a help suit game try by the opener after responder does a two-spade sign-off bid. So, what happens? We're going to go ahead and rebid three clubs. So after three clubs, what does the responder say? Well, they can't help in clubs. They have three losers in clubs themselves. But they do have an ace, double ten, and diamonds. That would provide some extras. So how about if they make a countersuit game try? Then it would go one spade, two spades, three clubs. Responder, sorry, I can't help you there, but I can help in the diamond suit. I'll rebid three diamonds. Will that help you? Well, yes. Look at the opener's hand. Throwing it back to the opener, they did need help in the diamond suit. They had two losers there also. Now they would be happy to accept that countersuit game try and rebidding for spades. So how do we do there? Well, we can make game 89% of the time. Even though we only have 22 high card points, we do have a 9-card trump fit. Yes, that does provide us some extras. Indeed, our odds zoom up way up there with those extra cover cards. So long live extra trump as well as primary honors, right? We have all primary honors there. So definitely is going to go ahead and make our game with this auction. Very good. Okay, bridge friends, let's go ahead and try playing a couple hands at the table. Let's play those two hands we just saw and see how we do. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. Let's see how we do. Bid them up. Okay, South is a dealer in spades. Ace, king, five times. Great suit, seven high. Definitely one distribution. That gives us 8 points. In hearts, ace, four times. Another four is 12. Singleton club. And in diamonds, king, three times. Another 3 points is 15. We like a 5-4-3-1 shape, and we love having all primary honors. Okay, over to the west hand, a 4-4-3-2. Actually pretty close to opening hand here also. Let's take a look at it. In spades, Jack Doubleton. Well, we don't even like Jack Tripleton. In the opponent's suit, forget it, no points there. In hearts, though, Queen Jack 8 four times. There's 3. And in clubs, very nice suit. Ace King Queen 9 plus our other 3 makes 12. It's just too bad that that club suit is on a short suit, isn't it? Wouldn't you like honors to be in a long working suit? Oh, well. But in diamonds, we have 9, 8, 6, 5. Nice intermediate value. So we'll go ahead and make a takeout double. Turn our weakness, shortness in the opponent's spade suit, to a strength by saying partner. Bid another suit, especially with 4 hearts. Okay, over to north. It's a 5-3-3-2 shape. In spades, 10-9, 3 times. We like the fact that we have an honor, especially with a connected 9, but no points there. In hearts, king, 9, 3 times. There's 3 points. In clubs, 5 clubs, but they're all low values, aren't they? So 8-7-6-5-4, no distribution points. This suit is not going to set up. We have very few entries. And the second one, we have a nice ace of diamonds, ace doubleton. So that should provide us a roughing point, shouldn't it? Since our partner bid spades, if they have 3 diamonds, good things will happen. So we have 7 high, 1 distribution point for the ace, doubleton, diamonds. 8, not enough to go beyond 2 spades. We bid 2 spades. Over then to east, it's another 4-4-3-2 shape, just like partner. In diamonds, queen, jack, 10, 4 times. That's worth at least 3 points. In clubs, jack, 10, 9, 4 times, maybe worth a point. In hearts, 10, double 10. And in spades, queen, 3 times. I don't think it's worth 2 points. Not with our left-hand opponent opening a spade. So, do you want to make a bid? No, it's not a forcing bid. Once there's an intervening bid by North, we do not have to respond to the takeout double, and we certainly don't want to come in at the 3 level. So we'll pass. Back to South. Well, our partner's tried to make a sign-off. We have 15 points. Do we want to just pass? Ah, let's take a look at our help suit game try possibility. Do we have 6 covers? We have 1 loser in spades, 2 in hearts, 1 in clubs, 2 in diamonds. Yes, we have a 6 loser hand. So we want to make a help suit game try. We don't need to help in clubs with our singleton. We need help in diamonds or hearts. We'll start with the lower ranking suit. We'll rebid 3 diamonds. A pass by West. North, can you help in diamonds? Oh, yeah. Ace doubleton. So we have about 2.5 tricks. Maybe not 3. We have a roughing power in diamonds. So, yeah, it's going to be close. But I think we should go ahead. If our partner wants help in diamonds, we've got it. We have 2.5 covers. We'll go ahead and bid 4 spades. and the auction passes out. The opening lead by Wes will certainly be a ace from Ace King Queen in clubs. Everybody follows. Their partner over in the East Hand signals with a jack, encouragement. They have nothing else they would want to be led. So the king comes, and we rough it in the south. So we need a plan, and our plan is going to be we want to rough one of our diamond losers. It would be nice if the hearts would cooperate where they were 3-3, but we know that only happens 1 in 3 times, 36%. So we're going to try roughing, and if the hearts set up, fine. If not, we better do some roughing with our spades in the south. But first, we'll play a couple rounds. We'll play the ace of spades. Everybody follows. We have 8. They have 5. They play 2. They have 3 left. We play it again. The king, and they both follow. They have the remaining queen. We do not want to play the remaining. We want to use that last spade in the dummy to rough. So we want to play a low card to the short side up to the ace. And block, we play ace of diamonds, come back with the diamond to our king. Now that we've unblocked, we'll play the third diamond, and we'll rough it. Okay, that's 11 diamonds have been played. They have 2 left, and we're up to the north hand. And how many tricks do we have, north, south? We have 6, and we need 4 more tricks. Well, we hopefully have 2 hearts. Be nice to have 2 spade tricks, but they have that outstanding queen. And if they don't fall 3-3 in hearts, not a likely scenario, how are we going to get them? Well, how about if we rough in and rough some of these spades from the north hand? Now, we don't normally rough on the south hand, on the declarer's hand, but in this case, I think it's going to make good sense. So we'll play a club, we'll rough. Okay, that worked nicely. How about if we get back to the north hand and try again? We play a low heart up to the king. We'll play another club and hope that our lefty over the west hand doesn't have it. Now, remember, they played 2 to the jack. I don't think they're going to have the queen, so we think it's in the east hand. All right, we play another club. Indeed, they did have come out, but they didn't rough in when we roughed it. So we've got 9 tricks. We need our ace of hearts, our 10th trick, and we give them the queen of hearts. And the last trick they had with the diamond or the rough anyway. So we did get our 10 tricks to make a close game. Okay, so in reviewing the hand, we can see that they play ace of clubs with encouragement. The king of clubs we roughed in. We played the ace of spades and a second spade. They both followed. They have 1 spade remaining, the high queen. We go ahead and play our diamonds and get a rough to the ace, to the king, and we rough the third diamond. Okay, at this point, we have to be a little bit careful. The hearts are not going to set up. They're the typical 4-2, which happens 48% of the time. So we need to rough some of these clubs if we're going to make the contract. We can see that if we were to play a heart, lose, 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 we have to play one of these clubs to win. So we roughed in. We got back to the north hand with the king of hearts. We played another one, hoping that the last spade was held by the east hand, and since over in the west hand, they had made a takeout double and played Jack Doubleton. So yeah, it's a good, reasonable bet. We've got 9 tricks, get our ace of hearts, and make game. Good. Let's go ahead and try another. Okay, let's take a look at our second hand. Once again, south is the dealer. And in spades, ace, jack, 6 times. That's 5 high. I don't think 2 for distribution, not with ace, jack. Maybe ace, jack, 10, yes. Ace, queen, 10, something like that, but not quite here. So let's get 1 distribution. That gives us about 6 points. In diamonds, king 3 times, another 3 makes 9. In clubs, another ace 3 times makes 12. And the singleton ace of hearts we like gives us 16. So over to the west hand, it's a 5-4-2-2. Let's take a look at it here. King, Doubleton, and spades. Well, yes, King, Doubleton, especially behind a spade bidder. That's nice. There's 3. 9-8-6-5 in diamonds. No help. In clubs, ace, queen. We like that behind an opening bidder. They may have the king, so there's another 6. 3 makes 9. In hearts, jack, 8, 5 times. Gives us up to about 10. I don't think we should make a takeout double because we only have what? A double 10 clubs. And that's when our partner oftentimes will bid if we make a takeout double. So no, we can't bid, and we don't want to bid two hearts with the jack five times. So we'll pass. Maybe our partner will come alive if North doesn't have any points. But North does. Once again, they have the 10, 9, three times in spades, ace, double 10 in diamonds, five small clubs, and the king, 9, three times in hearts. You'll recall that was 7 high and 1 distribution for the diamond double 10. So we'll bid 2 spades, signing off. Over to the east hand, same hand here again. That was the 4-4-3-2. Queen, jack, 10, 4 times of diamonds. Queen, 10, 4 times of hearts. Jack, 10, 9 tight of clubs. And the queen, double 10 of spades. Doesn't feel very good with our lefty having opened a spade. So we'll pass. This time now for south. Well, we have a little better hand, but we're going to use losing trick count, right? Our partner has 2 to 2.5 cover cards. So how many losers in spades? 2. Diamonds? 2. Clubs? King 3 times, another 2 is 6. Singleton ace, no losers there. We will make a help suit game try with 6. What do we need help in? Clubs or diamonds? We'll start with the club suit, rebidding 3 clubs. A pass. North cannot help in clubs at all. They've got 8-7-6-5-4. So do they want to sign off in 3 spades? Well, how about rebidding 3 diamonds, the counter suit help suit? Yeah, making a counter suit in diamonds seems reasonable. We have 2 primary honors, and with another half, if that helps our partner, fine. So we'll go ahead and rebid 3 diamonds. A pass. Yes, we like the fact that our partner can help. We have 2 losers in diamonds. So we'll accept. We'll go 4 spades. Okay, 4 spades. The opening lead this time doesn't have the ace, king, queen tied of clubs. Not a good suit to lead with an unprotected ace. So king, double 10 of spades, can't lead that suit. Leading away from a jack is not normally prosperous. That only leaves diamonds. How about a top of nothing, 9 of diamonds? The 9 goes up to our ace. We might as well go ahead and immediately unblock so we can get a rough. Small by east, no encouragement. And we place heart up to our ace. Why don't we play the diamond first? Because we want to unblock this ace so we can pitch on the king of hearts. Okay, good. Remember, we only have a 3-card suit. They're not going to be roughing in. Excuse me. We only have a 4-card suit. They're not going to be roughing in right away. Okay, we're going to play ace of spades. Everybody follows. No reason to play a second round right now. They could be 3-1. It happens 40% of the time. And if they've got king, queen, third, we're not going to be doing any rocking. So one round is it, even with our 9-card suit. We'll play our king of diamonds. We'll rough a diamond with our 9 of spades and the dummy. Great. And now we can play that king of hearts since we've unblocked with the singleton ace. And we can pitch a club. Okay. Now it's time to try the club finesse. Not going to get back to the dummy again. So we're going to go ahead and play a club up to the king. It failed. Good on you, Wes, for holding on that ace queen. Now you can go ahead and play your queen of clubs. Catches our last one. They play a heart, and we rough it. A 3 to the king, and yes, the queen does fall. So life is good. We have the last 3 tricks. And so we do have our 10-trick game. Let's take a look at that again. 1 spade, 2 spades, 3 clubs, no help. But rather than just going back to 3 spades, they had the wisdom in North to say 3 diamonds, looking for a countersuit. Because why? They had 2 cover cards and would have another half if the diamond helps. If it turned out, South rebid 3 hearts. Well, we can only cover 1 there, can't we? We can't cover 2. So we would not accept had it been a 3-heart rebid. We would sign off in 3 spades. But as it is, yes, we went 4 spades, and it was a diamond up to our ace. We played a heart to unblock our ace of hearts so we can throw away a club on this king of hearts and dummy. We can now play 1 round of spades, our king of diamonds, and a roughen a diamond in the dummy. Playing our king of hearts, we pitched. and the club finesse didn't work. But because they were 2-2 in spades, we were able to get our game. Well done. Countersuit game tries. Try it. You'll like it. Okay, bridge friends, this completes day 2, part 1 of our losing trick count hand valuation journey looking at help suit game draws. Now, in part 2, we'll take a look at more hands and explore situations when the opener might make a generalized 2-no trump rebid, along with more countersuit acceptance bids and rebids by both partners. In part 3, we'll go ahead and delve into those self-sustaining suits, where the opener or responder can immediately begin losing trick count regardless of finding a partnership fit. So if you currently haven't signed up for our free premium or ultra subscription, come on over to bridgehands.com and sign up today. Okay, bridge friends, thank you for watching, and we'll see you on the flip side. And as always, happy bridge trails to you until we meet again. Bye now.